WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reid here, back with another dose of the calm within. I feel like life's a roller coaster that's been set to insane speed. Between deadlines, relationships, and just the sheer chaos of everyday existence, stress and anxiety can easily become our unwelcome travel companions. But guess what? We don't have to let them hijack our happiness. Today, we're diving deep into building healthy coping mechanisms as awesome tools that help us weather life's storms with grace and resilience. Trust me, this stuff is cold, especially in a world that feels like it's constantly pushing the gas pedal. Now, let's get real for a second. There's no magic bullet for stress and anxiety. They're part of the human experience, just like laughter and bad hair days. But what we can do is learn to manage them, to become those calm in the eye of the storm types. And that's where these coping mechanisms come in. Think of them as your personal toolkit for navigating life's ups and downs. Okay, here are 5 game changers that have seriously leveled up my own stress game. First off, mindfulness is your new best friend. Seriously. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think deep breaths, noticing the sights and sounds around you, even just feeling your feet on the ground. It's like hitting the pause button on a runaway train helps you reconnect with yourself and find that inner oasis of calm. Second, get moving. Exercise isn't just about sculpted abs, although those are pretty awesome too. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act as natural stress relievers. Think of it as a mental refresh button. A brisk walk, a dance party in your living room, whatever gets you grooving is a win. Third, nourish your body and mind. We're talking about real food, folks, fruits, veggies, whole grains, the good stuff that fuels your system. And don't underestimate the power of sleep. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours a night, it's like hitting the reset button on your brain and body. Next up, cultivate meaningful connections. We humans are social creatures, and strong relationships provide an incredible support system. Talk to friends, family, or even join a group activity that aligns with your interests. Sharing experiences and laughter with others can seriously lighten the load. And finally, remember to say no more often. Overcommitting yourself is a recipe for stress overload. Learn to prioritize what's truly important and set healthy boundaries. It's okay to decline requests if you need time for self-care. In fact, it's essential. You know that feeling when you're juggling a million things, deadlines are looming, and your to-do list is longer than your arm? That's where these coping mechanisms come in handy. Imagine this. You're facing a major presentation at work. Instead of spiraling into anxiety, you take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that you've prepared well, and focus on delivering your message with confidence. That's mindfulness in action. Or picture this. You have a frustrating conversation with a loved one. Instead of reacting impulsively, you take some time to cool down, process your emotions, and then approach the situation with empathy and understanding. See how exercise, mindfulness, and communication skills help you navigate that tricky situation. Remember, building healthy coping mechanisms is an ongoing journey. It's about experimenting, finding what works best for you, and consistently practicing these tools. So, let's recap. We talk about the power of mindfulness, getting moving, nourishing your body and mind, cultivating strong connections, and saying no more often. These aren't just words, they are practical steps that can transform how you manage stress and anxiety. Now go out there and rock it. Put these tips into action, experiment, find what resonates with you, and remember you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. Let's build a community of calm warriors together. Until next time, stay chill.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.